your friends in Christ. We said earlier tonight that many people celebrate the customs and traditions of Christmas without believing in Jesus Christ as their one and only Savior. And in doing so, they take Christ out of Christmas, and then they are M-A-S, missing a Savior. And while that is true about many people in the world tonight, it may not seem as if that really stands true for you. At least not today. At least not tonight. Anyway, after all, you are here tonight. Right now, Christ is part of your Christmas. Of course, some of you may not be here to worship Christ, but rather you're here because you know a child who's dressed up nicely and who is singing some songs and reciting Luke 2 for you, as is always the case. Nevertheless, you're here tonight. That's because there are some days, like Christmas Eve, that are set in stone that you make it a priority to come to church on that day. What about tomorrow? What about this coming Sunday? Or any day, for that matter? The problem is, many of you who are here tonight, I'm not going to see for a while, perhaps not even until next Easter or next Christmas Eve. And there's the rest of us who still constantly fail to put God first in our lives. And then it's just like the world today. On Christmas, missing a Savior every day. So as we take a look at the angel's message to the shepherds, we will see that Jesus is our Savior and all these blessings that Christ gives us. And why we'll never be want to be missing a Savior on any day. Just a little bit ago, the 5th through 8th graders recited the 11th verse of Luke chapter 2 for us. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Let's start from the end of that verse. The angels announce to the shepherds that Jesus is the Lord. That baby Jesus is the Lord. The one who called Moses out of the burning bush some 1,500 years before. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Calling Jesus Lord is the same as calling Jesus God. He's not just the Son of God. He is the eternal God himself. That's the point John makes in the first chapter of his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. There's a reason why angels didn't make appearances and sing songs of joy in the skies when you were born. It's because you're not God. But Jesus is. That means he is the all-powerful, eternal God, the creator of the world. Come down to this earth to be born as a helpless little baby. He gave up the glories and riches of heaven to live on this earth as one of us. And Jesus isn't just the Lord God. He's also Christ. Christ is the word we've been focusing on tonight. It is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Messiah. Both Christ and Messiah then mean the same thing. It means the anointed one or the chosen one. He is the one that God chose to send into the world. The one that God promised Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden when they sinned. For centuries, God's people have been waiting for the promised Messiah to come, and on this night, the angels appeared to the shepherds to announce that their wait was finally over. About 30 years later, at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Andrew, who would soon become Jesus' disciple, found his brother Peter and said, "We have found the Messiah, that is, the Christ." That's equal to saying we have found the Savior of the world, because the Messiah is the one God chose to save the world from their sins. And we all need a Savior, because from Adam and Eve on, everyone has been born with a sinful nature. There is nothing good that lives in us. We fail to love God perfectly as He should. We often fail to love everyone else as much as we love ourselves. God's commands that He demands that we keep perfectly, we fail to obey day after day. God demands that we be perfect. That's not what He sees. No, instead He sees nothing but horrible, miserable sinners. Sinners who can't even keep His commandments for one moment, let alone a lifetime. And so we deserve His wrath and punishment, His condemnation for each and every one of our sins that we commit. To suffer forever. And anyone who is missing a Savior at His death will be missing that Savior for an eternity. And there isn't a thing we can do about it. We can't make amends for our sins. We can't make up for what we have done wrong. There's nothing we can do to convince God to save us. Completely helpless, completely dead in our sins. So God sent His Son, the world's one and only Savior. We saw Him today, born as a sweet, innocent baby. Of course, Jesus didn't stay a sweet, innocent baby. He grew up. And yet throughout His lifetime, He was still innocent. In the 30 plus years that He lived on this earth, Jesus never sinned. Not once did He go against God's commands. Not once did He fail to love God. Not once did He fail to love everyone else. Completely innocent, yet He found Himself sentenced to death on a cross. Yet it was on that cross that He took all our sins upon His shoulders, becoming guilty of everything we have done wrong and suffering through the eternal condemnation that our sins deserved, as He was forsaken by His Heavenly Father. So He took away what we couldn't have, and He gave us what we needed to be, as He gave us His perfect life. By the shedding of His blood, all our sins have been removed, and He is truly the Savior of the world. One of the sad side effects of present giving during Christmas is the sin of jealousy. When we become jealous of the gifts others receive, we may say, why did that person receive such a great and expensive gift and not me? It's not fair. Listen again to the words of the angel to the shepherds. A Savior has been born to you. But make no mistake about it, Jesus wasn't just born for those shepherds who happened to be out in the fields that night. No, what stands for the shepherds, what is given to the shepherds, is given to you. A Savior has been born to you. Christ was born. He suffered and died for the sins of the whole world, all people. And that includes you. There is no sin too great that Christ didn't pay for. There are no amount of sins too numerous the Lord didn't wash away through the shedding of His blood. A gift freely given. That's the point Paul makes in Romans chapter 6. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So there's no need to be jealous of this great and wonderful gift that God has given to others, because He has also given it to you. All people. And all who believe in Him will receive the gift of forgiveness of sins and eternal life, won for you by the world's one and only Savior. Missing a Savior? Not you. Not today. And I pray not any day. For it is in Jesus Christ alone that we are saved. Again, listen to the words of that angel. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Jesus. The Lord God. The Christ, the long-promised Messiah, the Savior of the world's sins, was born for you, so that you may not miss Him for an eternity. Amen. Please stand. Now to the Savior of the world, the Christ child, Jesus. To Him be glory and praise forever and ever. Amen.